Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Passive Income Series, where we are covering ways to drive traffic and increase sales that don't require extra hours of work. So today we're going to talk about podcasts and why they're a great way to generate passive income. Now, podcasts are quickly becoming a popular way for people to consume information, and they're consuming information about everything under the sun. So they can be listened to at work, in the car, while grocery shopping, literally wherever someone can take their phone, they can listen to a podcast. So this makes it slightly more convenient than watching a YouTube video because you don't need your eyes to watch the video. You can just listen through your headphones. And, you know, as you may be aware, I took a little bit of a hiatus during the fourth quarter of 2019 due to being completely overwhelmed from holiday orders. Now, while I was buried up to my eyeballs in Christmas orders and couldn't even think about recording a new podcast, those previous podcast episodes that I had recorded, they were still driving traffic to my website and my email list. So the podcast alone wasn't making sales, but it was directing people to the email welcome series and the 99 email campaign subject lines that I have that are digital downloads. So that led to sales, and people were still signing up for my email list. So it's still driving traffic. It's still getting customers, even without me adding new content. So how does the podcast work? First, you can use free apps. There's a ton of apps and things that you can do, and you can really spend a ton of money on a podcast, but I prefer the free ways. So you can use free apps like Anchor, and you can record from your phone if you want to, you know, get started without investing in this, you know, crazy expensive software or equipment. I personally use a Yeti USB mic because I want the audio to be as clear as possible. Now, that specific mic is about $130, and I'll put a link to the one that I use in the show notes if you're interested in that. But by no means do you feel like you need to use that. You can just use your phone. Now, remember we discussed before that in order for passive income to generate sales, you do have to put work in on the front end. It's not simply saying, hey, I want to make passive income, and the money just suddenly starts pouring in. If that's how that worked, I would just walk around shouting, I make passive income all day long. But so in this case, putting in the front end work, you know, when I wasn't able to record, you know, new episodes, putting in that front end work from before is exactly what paid off on the podcast. So what was the front end work? In this instance, every time I publish a new episode, I also add a pin with a link to it that to something that's called a loop on Tailwind. So this means that the links to the episodes, they were still being pinned and they were being promoted on a regular basis despite, you know, me being busy with other products. So that's fabulous, right? Now, if you aren't familiar with Tailwind, I'm also going to post a link to Tailwind, and it'll give you a free trial to that in show notes. So anything that you do that's passive, that's evergreen, you can post it into a loop or schedule it on Pinterest, and then it takes care of it for you where you don't have to worry about it. So what can you talk about with a podcast? The answer is literally anything. And I'm telling you, I've seen some crazy topics out there. But if you're wanting to specifically drive traffic to your shop, then the topic needs to be related to your target audience. So if you're struggling with ideas, if you really can't, you really just can't think of anything, you're stumped, let's brainstorm a bit. In the previous episode where we talked about affiliate marketing, we talked about the products that you would highly recommend for your target audience. You could have a podcast where you're talking about those types of products. You could talk about how they use them, teach them things that could, you know, make their life better, things that are relevant to your target audience. Talk about things that you could, you know, that they could be doing to improve their life, things that you're doing behind the scenes in your business, those types of things, things and topics that are relevant to your target audience. So let's say you have a jewelry shop. You could start a fashion podcast with a focus on jewelry. If you sell crystals, you could start a new age podcast that discussed meditation and how to use crystals in your everyday life. It may be difficult to kind of get started with ideas, but once you start brainstorming, I bet you'll come up with a long list of ideas. You can even start with things that, like, what are the biggest problems that your target audience faces? What are the biggest questions that you get from your target audience? And start there. Now, if you're still feeling stumped, try searching your niche on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and see what comes up. See what other podcasts are there and what are they talking about, and how can you put your own personal spin on it, add your personality and your style. Now, let's say we've gone through all of this and you're still wrinkling your nose at me saying, "Catherine, I do not want to do a podcast. That's not going to work for my audience." YouTube may be more your style. If you don't want to do the prep, all the prep stuff that goes into a podcast, getting in front of the camera, being done, you know, just recording and being done might be better for you. This is especially true if you are able to provide, you know, tutorials for your audience. So if you're somebody that wants to show them how the jewelry is made or show them how to do specific things, YouTube may be better for your audience. It just comes down to what you're more comfortable with. Your main goal is going to be generating content that is evergreen, so it's going to be relevant now and a year from now. And you want it to encourage potential customers to interact with your brand further. You don't want them to watch it and be like, "Oh, okay, that's cool," and then never think about you again. You want it to be something that makes them excited about your brand. So how can you create content where you are speaking to your audience that can be viewed or listened to over and over again? I encourage you to really think about that and brainstorm about it and try to come up with a few ideas and strategies that you could think about to discuss with your audience that would get them excited to listen to you or watch you on a weekly basis. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.